anonymous author behind Trump resistance op-ed writes tell-all book. By Joshua Kaplan on October 22, 2019. The anonymous author of a New York Times op-ed claiming to be part of the resistance inside the Trump administration will publish a tell-all book on November 18, according to multiple reports. The soon-to-be-released book, entitled Day Warning, is being touted as a so-called unprecedented behind-the-scenes portrait of the Trump presidency, which claims to build upon the Times article, according to the Washington Post. The book's publisher, 12, said the author will not only remain anonymous, but elaborate precautions have been taken to protect the author's identity, CNN reports. It's an honor and a privilege to publish this book. This is serious stuff and this is a serious warning about our president, 12 publisher Sean Desmond told CNN. The secret author is being represented by veteran literary agents Keith Urban and Matt Latimer of Javelin, who also worked with former FBI Director James Comey for his book, A Higher Loyalty. According to Latimer, his client turned down huge sums of money for the book and plans to give away a large chunk of what is made from sales. The author of A Warning refused the chance at a seven-figure advance and intends to donate a substantial amount of any royalties to the White House Correspondents Association and other organizations that fight for a free press that seeks the truth, Latimer told CNN, adding the book was not written by the author lightly or for the purpose of financial enrichment. It has been written as an act of conscience and of duty. There obviously will be those who want the author to reveal themselves publicly, but there are good reasons for that not to happen, added Latimer. The author feels their identity is almost irrelevant because there is scarcely a sentiment expressed in this book that is not shared by numerous others who have served and continue to serve this administration at its highest levels. At the time, the author behind the September 2018 Times op-ed infamously claimed to be part of a group of officials working diligently from within to impede President Trump's worst inclinations. The alleged official, who claimed to be part of the so-called resistance inside the government, wrote, "Many Trump appointees have vowed to do what we can to preserve our democratic institutions while thwarting Mr. Trump's more misguided impulses until he is out of office. Although he was elected as a Republican, the president shows little affinity for ideals long espoused by conservatives, free minds, free markets and free people. At best, he has invoked these ideals in scripted settings. At worst, he has attacked them outright," the author continued. President Trump and other White House officials unloaded on the op-ed, calling it a gutless editorial and a disgrace. "Nobody has ever done in less than a two-year period what we have done," the president said at the time. "So when you tell me about some anonymous source within the administration, probably who's failing, and probably here for all the wrong reasons." Then White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders also called on the secret author to do the right thing and resign from the administration. "The individual behind this piece has chosen to deceive, rather than support, the duly elected President of the United States. He is not putting country first, but putting himself and his ego ahead of the will of the American people. This coward should do the right thing and resign," said Sanders.